Hey everyone, it's Rose.
And it's Maggie.
Welcome to Enchanting Magic. We're talking about Disney again.
Yes, we are. And we're continuing our This or That series. But first, do we have any Disney news?
I do have a little bit of Disney news.
Okay.
I have the fact that It's Tough to Be a Bug has a closing date of March 17th.
Ooh, St. Patrick's Day.
Disney Cruise has dropped their 2026 cruise locations and itineraries, or some of them at least.
Okay.
As well as Dine and Play is back on Disney Cruise for kiddies.
Oh. Okay.
Everglades Donut has added chicken tenders to their menu over in Disney Springs.
You know, it'd be kind of cool if they made like a Dunkin' Donuts did the chicken croissant where they did, or no, the chicken, it was a croissant. Wasn't it where they did the bun, which was a donut, and then they did the egg sandwich, and then they did the bun again?
Yes, I do remember that. You can actually get the Everglades donuts with chicken tender in the middle, though.
That's what I was wondering. Oh, my gosh. Okay, there you go.
Okay. And if you are a Universal person, Mardi Gras season is coming, so enjoy.
Mardi Gras. When's Mardi Gras, Rose?
Mardi Gras is not actually on Mardi Gras, like in New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
Mardi Gras is like a festival in one of the Universal parks that they have, like a festival. They have parades that go on. It's during the day. It's not a ticketed. Is it a ticketed event? I'm not entirely sure. But it's like a celebration. Nice. There's special foods and stuff, I know. And there are beads.
Bees?
Beads.
Beads.
Necklaces.
Necklaces. Oh, go those fun ones. Okay.
All right. Any Disney news?
Yeah, I do. Actually, the quarterback for, I'm sorry, take a deep breath. The quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles was heading the Disney parade for the Super Bowl festivals. The Eagles slaughtered the Chiefs. And pretty upset here in Jersey. But, you know, it was a good game. And the Eagles really completely demolished. And I'm very proud of them. Enough said.
Yeah, we might have just lost any football fans that are Eagle fans from the podcast with that, mm-hmm. But I am not a football person, so I did not watch the game.
That's okay. It's hockey season now, Rose. Drop. Hockey's coming. I got a game I'm going to in another week. Yep.
I would rather watch soccer, gymnastics, and ice skating.
Go for it. Okay. Are you ready?
I am ready. Who's starting this time?
I am. Or you can. I don't know.
Fine, I'll start. Would you rather take the bus or boat to the parks?
Bus.
Alrighty.
Definitely. What about you?
I like the boats.
Oh, okay. Why?
Water. I like the water.
Okay. Okay, ready?
Also, chomp chomps.
Oh, yeah. Alligators. You get to, I don't even see any alligators. We never see them.
All right, your turn.
Slinky Dog or Alien Swing Saucers? What is Alien Swing Saucers?
Oh, that's the... So you remember the one that Munchkin and I went on where we sat in that little car with the Pizza Planet logo in the middle and we spun around?
Oh, yeah, that was a tight one. Yeah.
That was not tight, but okay.
Oh. Okay.
You're thinking Dino Land.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Slinky Dog.
Got it. Okay.
For the podcast, this is a podcast, but I am going up and down with my arm like a slinky.
True. I would say the same. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I have this is a weirder one.
Oh, I like
weird. Would you rather have the Eat Me cookies from Alice in Wonderland?
What are the ones that
change your size?
Oh, okay.
Or the llama transformation potion from Emperor's New Groove.
Oh my God, the eat me ones. Definitely eat me ones. I'll be, you know, I could, I would love to be like maybe 5 inches shorter.
Oh.
What are you?
I don't know. It might be fun to be a llama.
Oh my gosh. Llama.
At least.
Chijama drama.
However, I am in Florida. It's a little hot to be a llama down here.
That's true. But there's a whole series that we read about llama in school. It's very cute.
Okay.
Okay, ready? So it's thundering and lightning out, and you're stuck, and you can't go anywhere. Would you rather get stuck on the Haunted Mansion or Pirates of the Caribbean?
Oh, Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, why?
So a couple of reasons. One, that sea smell that comes from pirates, I think would start making me gag after a while.
True.
And two, it's nice and dark in Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, that's true. They're not the most comfortable. If you are headed backwards on that ride, don't want to. Huh?
I don't know. I'm usually riding by myself. I can put my legs up and I'll just fall asleep.
Okay, well, when there's two of us on it, we have a curving in our head, so we gotta like lean inward. It's not the most comfortable for us tall people.
And neither are the boats. They're so short at my back.
Yeah. Well, I would think pirates too. That is kind of, yeah, the sea smell. Easier to get out of it though.
True. Okay. Actually, not really. I think you can just literally walk along the track in Haunted Mansion.
True, but the pirates is more flat. That's all I was thinking. Okay, go for it.
All right, so I'm going to say the names, and then I'm going to let you know where people are from. Okay? So it's, would you rather walk Pongo and Perdita, or Lady and Tramp?
Lady and the Tramp, definitely.
Okay, so you know where they're from. Good.
I love Lady and the Tramp. It's like one of the old classics that I love. I love how proper Lady is, and Tramp is a scoundrel. So. How about you?
I'd rather rock Pongo.
He's really fun. You like London? Like that brick house kind of?
I do like London. That is true. But also, I like excitable dogs. I sometimes have dogs at for a friend of ours who has a very jumpy dog.
Okay, I'm going to go with this again. So, all day long, you have to ride this ride. It's a small world after all. Or, I forgot the song, the Carousel Progress song. What is it?
It's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Shining in the light of every day.
Which one do you want?
Great, big, beautiful tomorrow. And okay, tomorrow's Liz. Just a day away. Yes, tomorrow. Yes, Carousel.
Oh, yeek, really?
Also, the chairs are get more and more comfortable now. So, Carousel, put me on that carousel all day. Thank you very much.
I have to be honest, me too, because I don't think I could handle that Small World song.
Yeah, at least with Carousel, you get entertainment. You get to watch a show.
You also said you're in a boat or you're in comfortable seats and you can put your feet up and put your neck back.
Yeah, when it comes to worse, just lay down on the carpeted floor that's comfy.
Yep. Okay.
All right. I'm going to go to the park area and I'm going to ask, would you rather go to the park in leggings or bike shorts?
Bike shorts. 100%.
I tend to do leggings more often.
Okay. Jersey girl, don't like the heat.
Jersey girl, still don't like the heat. Florida yeah, person, still don't like the heat.
You're a Floridian implant, though. You can't say that. Okay, I am going to characters. I already know the answer, but I'm going to ask you anyway, okay? Hades from, where is it from, Rose?
Which Hades? Hercules or Descendants Hades?
I don't know the Descendants, so it's got to be the Hercules. Or Mother Gothel from Rapunzel.
Hades.
I knew it.
You mean my sassy Hades.
Yeah. I've got to take you to go see Hades Town in New York then.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, when you come for a little bit longer than 2 days. Okay. I'd rather Mother Gothel because she's able to touch the hair and she's able to keep herself young and she's got a lot of money.
You'd rather be stuck with Mother Gothel than stuck with Hades. Okay.
Hades scares the living daylights out of me. Yeah, definitely.
All right. Would you rather be trapped in a lamp for 10,000 years like the genie or stuck on an island for I have no idea how long for like Maui?
Maui, definitely. I don't want to be in a lamp. Claustrophobia. Don't think I can handle it. But if it's magical and it's not really the shape of a lamp, but you have this luxury like 17-bedroom condo in there, that'd be different. But if you were stuck on an island like Maui, there's so much more you could do. Kind of like I'm picturing Maui. I mean, Maui the island. in Moana.
Yeah. Lamp.
You?
Lamp.
You?
Lamp.
Why?
Because it's a magical lamp and apparently has a lot of cushions inside.
That's what I'm wondering. Do you ever see I Dream a Genie?
Yes, and that's what I'm picturing.
That's what I'm picturing too, but more like a condo. Okay. Would you rather live with 7 dwarfs or 101 Dalmatians?
101 Dalmatians.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'll take the Dalmatians, please. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Would you rather go to an Epcot hotel or a Magic Kingdom area hotel?
I don't know. Magic, because Cinderella's castle's there.
That's not a hotel, but okay.
What about you? That's a hard one.
I do prefer some of the theming closer to the Magic Kingdom hotels than the Epcot ones. That is true. So probably Magic.
Okay. But to get to Magic, don't you have to take a boat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or monorail.
Yeah. So it's not like with Epcot, they're like a ride, like, a bus ride. Boom, you're there.
Or a couple of them, it's walking distance.
Yeah. I'm going to Epcot definitely then. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have a country fall asleep, like in Sleeping Beauty, or everyone turns into an object like Beauty and the Beast?
Fall asleep.
Really? And interact with them. Why?
But I'm sleepy. I want to fall asleep with them.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Give me my nap.
You? Okay. I would definitely rather anything turn into objects because I think that'd be kind of interesting. Because eventually you can still talk and you're people. You're not sleeping for centuries. You're not coming out and have to read the news and figure out what's going on.
All right.
Okay.
Right, so I have a question. This is more for you than me.
Oh, goody.
Cinnamon rolls. The one from Main Street or the one from Gaston's?
Gaston.
Okay.
Main Street, any ones that are shaped like a Mickey Mouse or Mickey Mouse ears are dry. Gaston's is built, his is like cooked in a casserole dish almost, so it stays moist. And they're also fluffier, lighter, and they're 6 inches high. Not that I remember that or anything. You? Skip, you don't like cinnamon.
I don't like cinnamon rolls.
You know, I didn't like cinnamon rolls until I started cooking them about 2 years ago. Now I like them. Okay, ready?
Yes.
Would you rather have a nose that gets bigger when you lie or forget everything like Dory?
Nose. I'll just tell half-truths instead.
That doesn't count. A half-truth is still considered a lie.
Admission of truths is not a lie.
Stop being technical. If you lie, tell a half truth, bend the truth, do a white lie, your nose is going to grow.
Okay. No, it's not, but okay.
Yes, it is. It's my question.
Still nose.
Okay. Yeah, me too, because I can pretty much not lie. It's not that hard not to do that.
All right. In the parks, sneakers or sandals?
Sneakers.
Mm. Okay.
You?
Depends on the day and how long I'm staying there. Also, that brings up the question, are Crocs considered sandals?
No. Sandals, I'm expecting like open toe. Like if they're comfortable. Yeah. Like a cute sneaker, not a, like a big, heavy industrial like sneaker.
Okay.
Yeah. Skyline, monorail.
Skyline.
I'm sorry, what?
Skyliner.
Okay. Why?
Better.
Yeah, kind of. Hey, I was taking that one.
Hey, mine.
Okay, good.
All right. Would you rather... Okay, so this or that. Typhoon Lagoon, Blizzard Beach.
I don't remember the two of them.
Typhoon Lagoon is the one that's kind of tropical themed.
Right.
And Typhoon and Blizzard Beach is snow themed.
I probably would go for the snow theme because it's more unusual.
Agreed. That is nice. Also, it has better slides, apparently.
Got it. You haven't gone, have you?
I've only been to Typhoon Lagoon.
How about in July when I come? We go for the day there.
It does cost $100 extra to add water parks to your annual pass, by the way.
Okay. Well, I'm
But I
just
do have
thinking.
to renew it soon in a few
Yeah.
months.
Okay. July's a good month. Okay. Would you rather go on the Frozen ride or Living with the Land?
Living with the land. You?
Frozen. You get to see Olaf and he's dancing and he's happy and it's such a beautiful story.
And the way that they project the faces on the people are creepy.
Well, yeah, when the animatronics don't work, yeah, that is creepy.
All right. I know your answer to this, but I'm going to ask anyways. Mickey Waffle, Mickey Pretzel.
Gosh, Mickey Waffle, which I've never had, or a Mick. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, I had a bite of one. Mickey
They're good,
Pretzel,
weren't
which
they?
I had one with Munchkin. Or a Mickey Pretzel, which would be in every single park, every single $25 a day, $60 a day, $100 a day, unlimited budget. I dream Mickey Pretzels. Yes, I went to Annie Ann's, which is a pretzel place in Jersey yesterday at the mall. And I'm eating it going, oh, nothing like a Mickey pretzel. Mickey pretzel is just so much better.
The
I'm like, this is
smell of Annie
crazy.
Ann's.
What?
Smell of Annie Ann's gets me every time.
Oh,
That
yeah.
smells so good.
Yeah. The one by the food court, too.
Oh yeah, always.
Okay, ready? Would you rather do a sit down or a quick service and why?
Ah, quick service.
Second half of that.
More park time.
Oh, okay. I'm the
You?
opposite. I
Okay.
like to sit down because there's so much park time. It's nice to sit, relax, have a drink, calm your body down, get your joints refurbished. The hardest part then is getting up and trying to walk.
Yeah. That is what a book in my backpack is for.
Oh, that's
Sit down and
terrible.
just finding a spot and reading in the park.
Oh, man. Okay.
All right,
Anyway.
so mine is one that changes depending on who is being asked. So I put one parenthesis. So would you, for you, it would be, would you rather spend the day with Flubber or Tinkerbell?
Ugh.
And for
That's my
me,
only
Flubber or
choices.
Baymax?
I'm sorry, what was yours?
Baymax instead of Tinkerbell.
Really?
You could put Baymax in yours too. You don't
I
really
like
know
it.
Baymax. That's why I was like, let me put two things.
I
Munchkin used to like Tinkerbell a lot. That's why I put my Tinkerbell.
Yeah, like I'm still not a Peter Pan fan. If you would have said Pooh Bear or Olaf, that would be difficult.
It's Flubber. I had to get someone on the same like wavelength.
I would say Flubber.
Okay.
And yours is Flubber or Baymax. We know it's Baymax.
Oh yeah, he's a marshmallow that could heal you.
That can kill you?
Heal.
Oh, heal you. Well, so can Rapunzel's hair.
Yeah, I would need that every day.
That. You need it wrapped around your body like bubble wrap. Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
Hard one. Elsa or Anna?
Elsa, give me my powers.
Really? Oh my
Give me
gosh.
my powers.
This is shocked to me.
Give me my powers. I want to turn things into snow.
What? Okay. You
You?
want to let it go.
I live in Florida. Do you have any idea how excited my students would be if I was able to give them snow?
Rose, if you could give them snow, you wouldn't be a teacher.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm torn. I like Anna's simplicity because Elsa's in charge, but I love Elsa's magic. But I love the true love of that Anna finds with life compared to magic.
Okay.
All right.
Would you rather get stuck in the carousel or Finding Nemo Ariel? Wait, why is Finding Nemo in Ariel? This is yours that
I
you
know
put.
because I didn't know which one I liked more.
Okay, well, take Finding Nemo or Ariel.
Okay, what was the first? Which carousel
Carousel?
park? Oh,
No
okay.
longer carousel progress, the carousel.
Or
Prince Charming's
Nemo?
carousel or something.
I would say, which one was more comfortable? Nemo, I think, was more comfortable than those shells with Ariel.
Not wrong on that one.
I would say Nemo. You?
I will take the carousel because there's a lot of places to sit. Also, easier to just jump off of.
Okay. Now, this is one that Rose is probably going to know the answer to immediately. Find Sully in your closet or Stitch under your bed.
Oh, Stitch.
So he
Let
can
me hug
destroy you.
Stitch.
What?
Let me hug Stitch.
Of course, Stitch, because you love Stitch. Have him destroy your house, your whole house, your room.
It's like having a child or a dog bomb.
No, they can be, you were
We
well
just
behaved when you
crave.
were a kid. I'd rather find Sully in my closet because I'd love to go to Monsters University and Monsters Inc. and Scare Town. I'd love to know all that stuff. Montropolis.
Alrighty. Would you rather dress up as a character specific outfit or a park specific outfit? So, like, you're getting ready for the day at Disney. Would you rather theme around a character or around the park?
Definitely the character. If I could dress like Winnie the Pooh and have Winnie the Pooh clothes all day long, I'd be the happiest camp. Oh, wait a second. No. Because if I went to Epcot, I could dress in like German or, wait, no. Oh, wow. And if I went to like Hollywood Studios, I could dress in like, isn't that where Haunted Mansion is?
Yes. No, that's where Tower Terror is.
Tower Terror. Where's Haunted Mansion?
Magic.
No, I'd be Pooh Bear and Magic. Wow, I don't know. Well, I wouldn't really dress like the countries. That's kind of silly.
You're also taking it in a slightly different direction than I originally thought, so there's that too.
Oh, what direction were you going?
Well, base your outfit around a character, like if I'm like my usual thought is t-shirt. Like, am I wearing a Mulan t-shirt or am I wearing a one with the Epcot ball on it or something?
Oh, well, I really took it in a different direction.
Yeah.
I like my direction.
Okay. I'm still gonna have the same answer either way, so
Okay. You?
I prefer park.
Okay. I would love to be able to afford like a whole coordinated outfit between the ears, the shirt. Wouldn't that be great? Like those influencers on Instagram and stuff?
Would love that. Yes.
Or
All right.
Etsy. Okay. Would you like to live with a talking snowman or enchanted furniture?
Oh, I would
Huh?
probably prefer the furniture
Why?
because I don't want to keep being hugged by the snowman.
But he gives such nice hugs.
Yes, but sometimes I need to not be hugged.
Huh. Who are you?
A normal person.
Okay. Well,
You
obviously, you know
get
my answer.
snowman. All right. Would you rather have a lightsaber or a magic wand?
Magic wand.
Lightsaber.
100,000,000%.
Give
You?
me my magic wand.
Really? You don't want your lightsaber?
I would love a lightsaber, but a magic wand would be more useful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just changed my mind halfway through what I said, so I was like, yeah.
Okay, tell me again because you changed your mind. Now I'm
No, I
confused.
started by saying lightsaber. That's why.
Okay.
All right, your turn.
Let me think. Fireworks or a parade?
Great.
Really? How come? Oh, you don't like loud noises.
Yep.
That's a good reason. Okay. I
Yep.
would rather fireworks too. I don't like, well, I have fireworks. I don't like parades. I love all the pictures you send, but I'm like, oh yeah, okay, skip, skip, skip. I love them, but I'm not a parade person. Never have been.
Alrighty. Would you rather lose your voice like Ariel or lose your sight like Daredevil?
Isn't Daredevil Ryan Reynolds?
No.
Who's Daredevil?
He is a character in the Marvel who is completely blind. He's also a lawyer.
Oh, I know who he is. He defends Spider-Man.
Yes, he appears in the movie, that movie too.
Oh, I would rather lose my voice because I can still see the beauty. You?
Sight, because communication is a huge part of my life.
So you'd rather lose your sight?
Yeah. Because I can still communicate verbally then.
But you can't see what's happening. How are they? They're only going to talk to you. You're not going to be able to see where you're going or.
Yeah. But if I lose my voice, well, I might know sign language. The only other person who knows a little bit of sign language in our family is Munchkin.
Sign language isn't that hard to learn. So, anyway, those are apps you can get. Okay. Would you rather live in Gaston's castle or Cinderella's castle?
Gaston doesn't have a castle, but it's still Cinderella's.
Oh, that's well, you wrote it. How about the Beast's castle? Is that better?
Yep.
So, which one do you like?
Still Cinderella.
Yeah, how come?
It's classic.
Yeah.
I think I was actually originally was putting Sleeping Beauty's castle as in the one from the two parks, but I think we got changed somewhere in making ours.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Right, you.
I love Beast Castle because it has a gorgeous library.
True.
Yeah.
All
Okay.
right. Would you rather have to spend time with Flotsam and Jetsam from The Little Mermaid
Oh, yeah.
or Pain and Panic from Hercules?
Oh, my God. Neither. I reject the question.
No.
I guess Flotsam and Jetsam, because I don't remember who Pain and Panic really are. I don't watch, I haven't seen Hercules in a long time.
They're the little minions who take baby Hercules from the gods and try to feed him and then screw everything up and
Oh, yeah, I read
consistently do that the entire movie.
they were comical, right?
Who are so comical.
I would take them then, because Flotsam and Jetsam are like mean streaked and they work for Ursula and they touch them, you get electrocuted. How about you?
I got you to like a Hercules thing.
I like
Pain and
Hercules.
Panic.
You're kidding. It's a great story. I love the mythology, like it touches on mythology, so you have to think, oh wait, is that where that came from? And then you gotta research it.
Or you just know the history if you happen to be a Greek mythology buff.
Right. But if you're an English major, you're definitely not a Greek mythology major.
Odyssey.
Huh?
The Odyssey is studied in English.
So is Shakespeare.
Yeah.
So anyway, philosophy also. English has a lot of philosophy in it, so there. Okay.
And
Would
who are the
you
great philosophers? The Greeks.
need to get back to that? Yeah. Okay. They
Oh,
also party a lot, like in Mamma Mia, the
yes.
Greek island, to go to Greece. It'd be, oh my God, I'd love to go to Greece.
All right. What's your question?
Go back to Greece. On property or off?
I live off property and go a lot, so off property is not actually that bad, and I don't tend to use them extra hours, so I'm fine staying off property and it's cheaper.
Oh, but you gotta drive.
Don't mind me.
But money isn't, well, okay, that's your, I'd go on property. I love that you live off property, but on property.
Great for you to stay off property.
Yeah, well, it's also you get you a lot of drinks. You come in, you get your drinks. You don't have to cook anything. No cooking, even better. Oh, sugar snack. Just broke my clip. Okay.
Right. Would you rather the Magic Express or an Uber from the airport?
Oh my gosh. Oh wait.
You have to pay for the Magic Express now, Mom. So either way, you're paying.
No. I was thinking the enjoyment. I love the Magic Express. But I don't like going to every single place.
True.
So I would definitely take an Uber, and the Uber was actually a lot less expensive, wasn't it?
For multiple people, for one person, it is cheaper. It was cheaper when I went on a single person trip.
What, the Uber was or Magic Express?
Magic Express was
Huh.
cheaper when I was doing single person.
Okay, ready? I know you're into this one too, because it's not even in existence anymore. Space Mountain or Big Thunder Mountain? I think Big Thunder Mountain too is
Still
just
technically in existence, just getting fixed, Mom.
okay.
Space Mountain, please.
Me too. Me too.
All right. Would you rather have to go to Sky High High School
Okay.
or the school in the X-Men mansion?
I've never seen the X-Men.
I've watched X-Men.
I haven't seen Sky High since you were a kid, so I can't even
No, answer. I've watched them both with you. So that's just like, you should be able to do this, apparently not.
X-Men. You mean that's Wolverine, right?
Yes.
I don't remember it. I remember it more on Ink Master when they had to do the tattoos of the guys.
All right. Never mind. I'll pick a different one.
Okay.
Would you rather have lunch or dinner at the parks?
Dinner. I'm exhausted at the end of the day and I'd rather dinner.
Okay.
You?
Yeah, usually dinner.
Yeah. It's hard in the middle of the day to go to a sit down and eat, and it just takes too long. Okay. Food and wine or flower and garden show? Or
festival. Flower and garden show. Yes, well, the flower and garden show.
Shush. Rough day.
I like flower and garden festival a lot, so I probably might take that one. I enjoyed it more than the food and wine that I have seen.
Well, you also don't drink.
Yeah.
So the wine part of it's totally out. Even though the flower and garden has a lot of wine too.
They all do.
I like the food and wine.
Yeah. All right. Would you rather live with Lady Tremaine?
Ooh, okay.
Or Cruella de Vil?
Lady Tremaine is from
Cinderella.
Yes, or who? Cruella, she's scary. Oh my god, no. Heck no. Lady Tremaine. You?
Oh, yeah, probably Lady Tremaine.
Yeah, Cruella's mean. She smokes. It's horrible.
Lady Tremaine is horrible too, so.
I'm sorry, what?
Lady Tremaine's not that great either.
Well, I know, but still. Okay. You're getting into a fight, Rose. Gaston or Clayton?
Clayton, I can outsmart him.
You think?
Actually, I could probably outsmart Gaston easier. Let's go with Gaston.
Yeah, Gaston's an idiot. Just appeal to his beauty.
Look, there's a mirror. This has been so well through podcasts. I just flexed a muscle and stared at it.
I don't know what you just said, but okay. You went off camera. I'm like, I don't know what you're saying.
Translates so well to podcast. I flexed a muscle and stared at it and made a pose.
Oh, there you go. She Gaston.
You?
I would probably Gaston because Clayton, I don't know. Yeah. Clayton's like freaky looking. Ooh, sugar smacks. Right. I just turned the computer off.
Would you rather wear Cinderella's dress or Elsa's?
Cinderella or Elsa? Cinderella. Which Cinderella dress, though?
The main dresses, because otherwise it's what Elsa dress as well.
Can I wear the Cinderella dress that Lily James, I think her name is, wore in Cinderella, the movie?
The blue one? Sure.
Oh, God, I'd rather that with the fluffiness and the glittery. Yeah, I'd rather Cinderella. How about you?
It depends on the day. I love the poof, but cape.
Okay. Yes, you're a cape person. I could see you wanting that little glistening cape that flies like Snape.
Flying like Snape, yeah.
Okay. Talking about outfits, dress like Jasmine or dress like Moana?
Moana. I'll take the pants, please, for Jasmine.
Oh, man. I like Moana.
All righty.
A little grass skirt. Yeah.
All right, Mom, you are going to Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween. Are you going to wear a Disney costume or a Disney Halloween shirt?
Can you wear costumes that day?
Yes.
Oh, all-out costume. I would probably be someone from the Haunted Mansion. No, that's too creepy for me. I don't know. Who would I be?
Pooh.
You mean you could dress like any character?
Yep.
Oh, well, I have a Sully. Oh, wait, you got to be kidding, Rose. This is Florida. It's like 110 degrees. I'm wearing a Halloween shirt.
I will do costume. I actually have done costume, so.
Yes, you have. I've seen them. They're good. Okay, a backpack or a man purse?
Backpack.
Oh, okay.
I literally go to the park. Backpack, please. Thank you.
Yeah, I like the backpacks too. I should have bought the other one from Kohl's. Folks, Kohl's had great sales on Disney stuff, and they had a $20 Harry Potter map backpack, like almost like a Loungefly looking one, sold out. Ugh, should have got it.
All right, we may have to do this, save this for a third day as like an extra one. I think we still have too many.
Okay.
Would you rather fly like Peter Pan or swim like Ariel?
Swim like Ariel. That way I
Hmm.
wouldn't be afraid of water.
Oh, I love water, but I'd rather swim like Ariel because there's more to explore.
True, but flying in the air would be kind of cool. Be like the Weasleys without the car there.
It would be more useful in every day.
Yeah. But yeah, maybe I'll change mine. Okay, so we gotta stop here.
Yeah, we're gonna probably, once I edit, be a little bit under 40.
Wow, already? That's
Yeah,
incredible.
it's 8:40.
Okay. What are we going to talk about next week, Rose?
I'm not sure what we're gonna talk about next week. We have not actually mentioned that yet.
I like, though, you did something about relating Harry Potter characters. I think we need to put a Harry Potter one in here.
We definitely need to do a Harry Potter. We have a couple ones that we're thinking about, so maybe we'll do Harry Potter next week. In the meantime, have a magical week.
Also, happy Valentine's Day to everyone.
Bye.
Bye.